Hi, I'm Patricia Carvelis and this is RN Drive. So teaching kids about stranger danger is something parents and people raising children find pretty difficult, and many people struggle with. So the issues are, how do you keep kids safe at the same time as making them feel secure, but also raising these really important issues with them? Kate Power was formerly a police officer, and she's used her experiences in the police force as inspiration and motivation to write a book for kids called My Underpants Rule. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us about your background as a police officer.
Well, I was in the New South Wales Police for 15 years, and most of my time there was frontline policing. So I had a lot to do with child abuse cases because we're first on the scene. And I saw some pretty terrible things, unfortunately. And it was one of my motivations to actually start this book. But what really did it for me was actually when I had my own three kids, and I thought that being a policewoman, I could protect them. But then a couple of things happened in my very own community that made me realise that they were actually vulnerable, that I couldn't be with them all the time, and the best way I could protect them was through education.
And so how do you do that? How do you teach kids about these issues? And all parents have to grapple with this. You want to tell them that, you know, you can't talk to strangers, but you don't want to make them scared or scared to participate in life, at school, in activities.
Absolutely. We absolutely want to keep them innocent and happy and feel secure in the world. So that's what My Underpants Rule does. It's a fun and easy way to teach kids how to protect their private parts. And how it does it is through rhyming language, bright and colourful illustrations, and a superhero theme. And there's also some child-friendly humour in there, and it teaches a rhyme called the Underpants Rule. Now, would you like me to say the Underpants Rule for you?
So Let's hear it.
Okay. What's under my pants belongs only to me, and others can't touch there or ask me to see. But save growing up a doctor when I'm not healthy, what's under my pants belongs only to me. And if this rule's broken, I can run, kick or scream. Yes, it's really okay if I make a big scene. My underpants rule has been broken, you see. What's under my pants belongs only to me.
So that's kind of like the mantra of the book. And it's targeted, what, for 3 to 8-year-olds? Is that your range?
Yep, that's the mantra of the book. And we encourage kids to learn to say it. And for kids who are a little bit anxious about the world, you can actually take it a step further and put a superhero cape on them and have them empowered, saying the rule, flying around the house. So it's quite an interactive book if you want to make it that way. But parents often struggle with this topic, and I get that because it's really personally confronting, and it's actually a tricky subject to make light. So
are there many books or tools already on the market about these things? I've got to say, I have never tried to seek them or see, so I couldn't. I genuinely don't know. Because many parents would have these conversations from scratch, using the trust that they have with their children to kind of build a story of why they need to be careful around some people. But are there tools available?
There are some tools available. There is very limited tools, and there is, and the reason why ours is different is it's really bright and colourful and very kid friendly and very effective. We actually were living in the UK last year, and we just sent it in to the biggest organisation in the UK for child protection, which is called the NSPCC, the National Society for Protection Against Cruelty to Children. And they immediately loved it so much that they put it on the recommended reading list. And then they also are using it in a behavioural study in Northern Ireland with 40 schools. And the book's also been around many experts and survivors to make it better and better and better.
Now, one of the things that's just been raised, issues that's been raised with me by one of our listeners just now, and I've got to say it was on my mind too, is, yes, we certainly need to warn children about stranger danger, but we know based on the statistics, and the statistics are not very disturbing, that these kinds of abuses often happen with someone you know.
Absolutely. Now, so this is protecting private parts, and that's why it's really important to teach kids in a fun, uplifting way, because you can't be there to protect them all the time. 90% of the time, a predator has a very close relationship to a child, and regularly other kids assault other kids too, because they've been assaulted themselves. So it just keeps on going around. So when we want to keep them innocent, we're not telling them about the dark side of child sexual assault. We're just telling them what is appropriate and what is inappropriate and what actions to take if anything should happen.
So there's a strong element of the book, I imagine, about reporting, about conversations with parents, about always upward referring, if you like, when something happens that you think is even mildly inappropriate, making sure somebody knows.
Yeah, absolutely. So once you've got the rhyme, and then there is a game we play with five scenario questions. So what this does is it helps kids recognise they're in trouble, and then it helps trigger a reactionist response. And then it also says if any of these things happen, always tell someone you trust who wasn't there when it happened, and they'll help you work it out.
Kate, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you. I'd just like to say that if anyone would like this book, you can get it from our website, which is myunderpantsrule.com, and part of the proceeds go to the wonderful organisation Barnardos Australia.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you.
And that's Kate Power. She's the author of My Underpants Rule. It's a picture book which empowers children to protect themselves against sexual abuse. You're listening to RN Drive. It's 9 minutes to 7.